Parshat Ki Tisa, titling this Dvar Torah, respect, esteem, or fear. In Perek Lamed Daled, the end of Parshat Ki Tisa, Moshe Rabbeinu has come down from Har Sinai with the Shtei Luchot HaBrit, and Pasuk Lamed, it says, Vayar Aaron v'chol b'nei Yisrael et Moshe v'nei Karan or panav. Little translation, Aaron and the children of Israel see Moshe, and behold, the skin of his face sent forth beams. Vayir'u, and they were afraid. What were they afraid of? The Mikesh that they loved, to come close to him. So Rashi quotes a Sifri, and Rashi writes, Bo urei kama gadol kocha shel avera. Come and see how great is the power of sin, avera. She'at shelo poshtu yideim avera, before they stretch forth their hands in sin, notes with the egel hazahav, which is previously mentioned, ma omrim, Omer, what does the pasuk say? And the appearance of the glory of the Kodesh Baruch Hu was like devouring fire on top of the mountain. Leinei b'nei Yisrael, in the eyes of the children of Israel. V'lo yirei v'lo mizdazim. And they weren't afraid. There was no fear. They didn't tremble. And that's what's Kodesh Baruch Hu there. Misha also at the eagle, but after he had made the eagle, af mikarnei hodo shel Moshe hayumartiyum mizdazim. But after they made the eagle, even of the majestic rays of Moshe, it's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Moshe, they were afraid, they trembled. So something here happened from one generation to another. The generation of that which took place prior to the Chet of the Egel, I call a generation, because I'm going to speak about our generations, and up to today. We have had also a major change between the previous generations and the present generations. They tell a story. I was in Kfar Hasidim, Tov Shin Chof, in 1960. That wasn't the stories going around. It was Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and Rebbe Yelopian was staying, the Tzaddik Rebbe Yelopian, was staying by his mishpacha, the Rosh Hashiva of Kamenetz, and he was walking there, the streets, near Kikar Shabbat, and he was carrying, schlepping a package. So a bocher walks over to him and says, Rebellia, could I help you with carrying the package? Rebellia was blind in one eye, so he used to take his glasses and move it up over onto his forehead, and he looked up, and he says to him in Yiddish, Ir zaita yeshiva man? Are you a yeshiva bocher? And he says, yeah, I learned here in Chevron. Chevron Yeshiva used to be on Rehova Yeshiva, right off Kikar Shabbat. Now the boy answered in this way because maybe he thought that Rebellia thought this guy kid was a ganeth. He'll take the package and run away. And Rebellia turns to him and says to him, Gevek, go away. Why? Ichtonish Tobin Knanov and Aben Teira. I can't derive any satisfaction. Use a Ben Torah Yeshiva Bachar. How times have changed. And I'd like to say perhaps in the previous generations there was a genuine sense of truly being frum. No outside frills. Teiche kibaro. So their attitude and their approach, and this worked in sync between the Gedolim, the Rosh Hashivas, the Rabbonim, and the Talmidim and the Balabatim. The attitude, the approach was of respect and esteem. And their generation, Gdolim, as they gave an example, Rabbi Yolopian, was totally without frills, totally down to earth, warmth, congenial. My father used to always tell me stories of Gdolim. He would relate that he was very close to. They personified real human beings. A sense of humor, down to earth, approachable. And something that if you tell to Yeshiva Bacha today about certain Gdolim of the past generation, they would say to me, you're lying, it's a figment of imagination. The Gdolim were not like that. But that's not true. There was Anivus, Tocha Kibaro. This existed by the Litvisha for sure, and to a great extent even by the Hasidim. Not fear, but respect. And perhaps this present generation is pretentious. They lack the true inner Frumkeit. Looking Frum is more inherent, and in some way consciously or subconsciously, they realize it and they feel guilty about it. What we used to understand as called Das Gdolim, we live in a generation today, is Das of the Olam. And that trumps today. What does the Tzibur think? Something is wrong. This can be true even amongst Melamdim, Rabbonim, and Mechanchim. And I take it as a personal example. I go around the yeshiva and I tell the kids, you call me Zayd, you call me Saba, call me Hananya. And then a father of one of our Talmidim comes to visit his son, or a father who's bringing his son to check out the yeshiva for next year. And he says, wait a second, Rabbi Berzon? Kvod HaRav? And he starts talking to me in third person. And I should start laughing, me third person? But I lap it up, I love every moment of it. That's the failure, the lacking of the truth, the lacking of the honesty. And just like B'nai Yisrael, in one generation, one experience prior to the Egel, there was true, honest Frumkeit. That one Aveira, and then even to Moshe Rabbeinu, not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to Moshe Rabbeinu, they're afraid to go near him, they stay aside. Im Yirtz Hashem, our generation, hopefully, should be Kone, real Torah, Mito Shel Dovar, Tochei Kibaro, Chadesh Yemeinu Kekedem, to a generation that we should understand that we appreciate, we feel esteem, we respect, we have reverence, we have deference. They're venerate people, the Rosh Hashivas, the Gedolim, the Rabbonim, even in our generation. And with that attitude of honest integrity, Im Yirtz Hashem, we'll build together something on true Torah Frumkeit, which will help bring Klal Yisrael closer together in an honest fashion to bring a Gula Shleima. Amen.